And then you look to the Venus gesture, which stands behind the A, it expresses it so beautifully. So the Venus gesture, just as a result, just how it's done, both hands are connected to the heart, and from there the left hand feels downwards into the space of the left column, and the right hand from the heart connects with what's in front of you. And why the left column? The left column is the one, you will notice it over time, which has to do with connecting with the earthly forces, connecting with a receiving quality, understanding things, taking it to the heart. And that's the realm you feel in with your left arm. So let's only experiment with the left arm for a minute. So start at the heart, and then just from there, lovingly feel downwards towards the earth. And then a process can start where suddenly you have the feeling there's coming energy from down there which actually lifts your arm. I'm not doing it myself. And it creates a sort of surface on the earth, a surface on which you can glide backwards. Yeah? And when you are behind, again, you can let go out of this understanding to connect anew with the depth. Then a new event can take place again, that something from down there really carries you up, allows you to go towards behind you, where you come from, and again let go into what is actually carrying you. And the right hand, which seemingly is just a gesture, is a similar process because it's connecting heart and heart. So when you want to greet somebody by name, it's a desire from your heart, and it's a pain if you cannot do it. So it's actually your heart wanting to reach another one. You carry something forward. Yeah, what you remember, you carry there. But at the same time, while you are speaking with this person, you take things in, precious things, which again form a memory for the next time you meet this person, you want to bring something. So here it's a visible process, and in the arm it's an invisible process. So we just start here, at the heart we prepare. Yeah, and it's all the heart, it's all about the heart. And then we feel, what's the name of this person which is approaching me? In the depths. And then again it's carried up. And then maybe here on the surface I can read it. And when I let go, I can bring it. Hello, Hans. Nice to meet you. And then when this space is becoming created, maybe it's a space where what comes in can, like in a breathing process, when my lungs open, it sucks something in, and I put a connect values with it, and then I let go again. So the same process can bring something back to memory, and my heart, I can read it and speak it. All this process allows things to come in, touch my heart, and yeah, taking up into deeper layers of myself. Yes, so please sit down for a moment to relax and let a resonance happen, or listen to the resonance. So, three important parts. First of all, try to arrive at yourself. You'll never manage to arrive at yourself. That's a lifetime's job. But you can try to arrive at yourself. Part one. Exercises without any pressure. Trying this, trying that. And part three. Listen to the resonance. Because our body is also just a human being, like you and me. It likes to be seen. Also in, not just as a surface being. And then you sit down and you just allow yourself to make simple observations. And it's all about trying to have observations. And it's not so much about a physical observation, is my hand cold or warm, but does it feel cold or warm? For example, my right hand, it's not warm physically, but it feels warm. It feels well. The left hand really feels cold. Not so nice at all. It's a biting cold, but it's not actually physically like this. What about the size of your feet? Have they the same size and form? And remember, they are not two same things in this world. They can't be the same. If you don't find any difference, you have to have to use different glasses and magnify your view, scale it up. Which foot is bigger? Which foot feels flatter? Which one rounder? Your chest. If you try to perceive it inwardly, is it a small ball or a big ball? Or is it rather a cube, a pyramid? Does the point of the pyramid point upwards or downwards? Allow yourself to just have a feeling of a form. And your throat, does it feel long or does it feel shortened in comparison to how you think it could feel usually? Mine feels shortened. I don't think it's shorter, but it feels shortened. Where do you feel warmth? Where were cold parts or in yourself? And be open that it's different each time when you return to this place of a previous observation. And then just become quiet.